From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Today, Iran's president said the goal of ISIS is the destruction of civilization. Well, in a few minutes, what role has Iran been playing to destroy ISIS in Iraq?
But first, at the United Nations this morning, President Obama warned the Ebola outbreak in West Africa has gone beyond health crisis and is becoming a threat to regional and global security. And he warned other nations to join the fight against it.
We cannot do this alone. We don't have the capacity to do all of this by ourselves. We don't have enough health workers by ourselves. We can build the infrastructure and the architecture to get help in, but we're going to need others to contribute.
There is still a critical shortage of beds and supplies to treat the infected in West Africa. The White House is sending 3,000 U.S. troops to the region, although they will not be treating patients. Earlier today, I spoke with the three leaders of the U.S. effort in West Africa on the phone from Monrovia, Liberia. U.S. Ambassador to Liberia, Deborah Malik, U.S. Major General Darrell Williams, commander of the U.S. Army in Africa, and Tim Callahan, team leader for the U.S. Agency for International Development, its Disaster Assistance Response Team, or DART. I started by asking the ambassador whether she agreed with the CDC assessment that 1.4 million people could be infected with Ebola by January.
That is based on data up until early September and based on an assumption that no interventions are taking place. The reality is that certainly since early September and going forward, there have been a number of interventions, and those are building steam as we go forward. We're absolutely determined that we will get nowhere near that number. We're going to figure out a way to break the back of the curve. And the interventions that are underway currently and will be coming online in the next several weeks will ensure that we're able to get there.
Well, General Williams, let's talk about what U.S. troops are going to be doing and how they train for a mission like this.
Yeah, so we've been asked to do some training of healthcare workers. We've been asked to construct some Ebola treatment units. We've been asked to establish a headquarters, which is what I'm going to do. We've been asked to establish a staging base to flow in logistics, which is what I think will be the preponderance of our support to the authority here. And that's the capability we're going to be able to bring in here. So we'll be able to support, augment already the great efforts that have already been started here with our unique logistics, engineering, and command and control capabilities.
And Tim Callahan, let me ask you, because you're the team leader there in Monrovia, how much risk is there for U.S. troops who are going to be helping out in this?
Well, I won't address that. I'll let the general address that. What I can address is we are supporting, as I call it, pressing all the buttons at the same time. Yesterday, for the first time, the government now is all under one roof, and the president was adamant she wanted all folks under one roof from the government and the partners. That has happened. Numbers have gone down through a lot of effort in messaging, a lot of effort in surveillance, a lot of effort in getting people out of their homes with some place to go in an ETUs, Ebola treatment units. The U.S. government is doing a lot of effort in safe burial practices. We just arrived the first set of 9,000 protection kits. I do want to highlight that we met with the president yesterday, and she was adamant that there must be community involvement, there must be community ownership, and again, asking our support to increase the messaging. So the DART, I expect, will be here for the next couple of months to, again, aggressively help people get out of their homes, a place to go, and as we're saying here, bend that curve.
Well, Ambassador, let me come back to you then. If you could ask the people of Liberia to do one thing to help you deal with this outbreak, what would it be? What would you like them to do?
We, on the behalf of the U.S. government, the government of Liberia, the international partners, non-governmental organizations are all working very, very hard to develop interventions. But these cannot work until the people of Liberia as well have a role to play. They need to own this message. They need to own the fight against this disease. And so we know that there has been, and still is, amazingly, some resistance to the messaging that is coming from many, many different directions. People need to listen. People need to take steps to protect themselves and protect their families. We understand it requires, in some cases, very difficult decisions. It's difficult for a parent to watch a child who is ill and not reach out and touch. We need to figure out how we help them make those decisions of what is best for their family members and for themselves. And doing this, as Tim has said, through the community care kits, identifying places where people can go in a safe environment if they are infected to break the transmission chain. We need to all work together, and I hope that Liberians will continue to embrace the message and will work in their own communities to deliver the message to others to make sure we can be successful in ending this epidemic.
Okay, before I let you go, I do have to come back to you, General, just with a quick question that I asked earlier of Tim Callahan. What is the risk to U.S. troops? People in America would like to know how much risk they're facing in this.
Well, what I would say is any operation that the military is involved with, there's risk. And so working with CDC, Center for Disease Control, and AID and the teammates here, we will continue to assess that. I've been here about 9 or 10 days, and I will tell you what's going to make a difference, like it makes a difference in all these sorts of fights, is leadership. The government of Liberia and their leadership, the leadership that I've seen here exhibited on this team, the leadership here in this embassy and the country team that's here, that's what's going to make a difference in terms of qualifying that risk and taking the appropriate action associated with that risk. So that's something that's going to be continually assessed by myself as the commander on the ground here, and that's how we'll move forward with risk.
All right, General Darrell Williams, commander of the U.S. Army in Africa and ambassador to Liberia, Deborah Mollick, and Tim Callahan, who's the team leader in Monrovia for the U.S. Agency for International Development. Thanks all for joining us.